one of the best moments for me was when my first game for the Broncos. I came halfway through the season in 2019, and I felt like I got off the plane, practiced one time, and then played a game. And I was nervous, I didn't know what to expect, but I didn't overthink it. I just had the best time of my life. It felt like it was football the way it was meant to be. You know, everyone's having fun, flying around, and playing hard. They just want to win. That's what I love about Swiss football. Everyone wants to win. But after the game, this is all new to me, but the teams clap for each other and go to the stands and clap for the fans. And then they gave me a helmet. And then I ran with the flag, the Broncos flag. And people were cheering for me. I was like, these people have known me for 2 days. And they're making me feel at home. And so that was probably the best moment, I think, of my entire football career is just...
Ich habe das Vergnügen, mit einem Top-Athlet aus der Schweizer Football-Szene zu reden. Bei mir im Talk ist Max Gray, der in diesem Jahr wieder bei den Garland Broncos spielen wird. Max ist 27, er kommt aus Arlington in Washington im Westen der USA. Er ist seit 2019 bei den Broncos und einer der meisten gefürchteten Spieler in der Liga. Er ist Ausbilder-Receiver, hat aber in der Schweiz wegen der Importregeln als Safety spielen müssen. Meistens haben die Broncos auf einen Amerikaner als Quarterback gesetzt. Aber schon im letzten Jahr war es anders gewesen. Mit einem europäischen QB hat der Max wieder in die Offense gewechselt. Und das Jahr mit einem Schweizer Quarterback ist klar, wo wir den Max werden da treffen. Ich freue mich sehr auf das Gespräch und wechsle jetzt auf Englisch. Welcome to the End Zone Talk. How are you?
Thank you very much. I'm doing well. I'm happy to be here. Thanks for having me.
Where are you currently?
I'm in the great Arlington, Washington, about 45 minutes north of Seattle. Good old town, about 20,000 people here. That's where I grew up, and now I'm back here again.
Yeah, and you will return to Switzerland. You're known as the Swiss Army Knife of the Kalanda Broncos, and as I understood, you will arrive in the next few weeks. We know everything about you on the field, but who is Max Gray, really?
Who is Max Gray, really? Yeah.
You already said that you are from...
Yep.
What was your childhood like?
My childhood, it was awesome. You know, growing up in the Pacific Northwest, you have... You know, the mountains, the rivers, the ocean, you got everything you want. And so as a kid, I was always outdoors. My parents had me playing sports. Actually, I was racing quads and quarter midgets before I was doing any sort of athletic sports. But then I started playing baseball. My dad wanted me to be a baseball player. My mom secretly signed me up to play football one day because my dad didn't want me to. I was a little kid, thought I'd get hurt. And then, yeah, ever since then, I just started playing, just been playing football my whole life.
And, well, you played in high school, and I came across a story about a back injury in high school. It was described in an online article, and it said that many players are getting discovered by colleges based on performance in the junior year, and that's exactly the time when you were injured. Is that right?
Yeah, so it was actually my sophomore year is, I think it was freshman summer going into sophomore year. I hurt my back. I fractured my lower back, and I thought it was just sprained. Doctor told me it was sprained, so I rested a little bit, then played on it some more. Wasn't doing very well. Rested some more, played again, and then it was really bad. I had some, you know, numbness through my legs, and then I went to a doctor. He said, no, it's been fractured the whole time. So I missed my whole sophomore year of playing. And then junior year is the year, like you were saying, a lot of people get recruited from their junior highlight tape. And that's when colleges start reaching out and kind of seeing what level you can play in the college level. And I was just in pain the whole time. I wasn't able to work out like I wanted to or train like I wanted to kind of going into that. Obviously, I was happy to be able to play, but just athletically and developmental-wise, I wasn't where I needed to be or where I should have been. And then pain-wise, it just sucked, right? And then senior year, I finally had no pain and was able to just play football. And so, yeah, I got some offers kind of late after senior year and decided to go to Chadron State College in Nebraska, Division II school. At the time, they're one of the best Division II schools in the nation. So it was a big deal. I was super excited to go there. But yeah, the back injury definitely, I would say it slowed me down. I mean, it brought me back a year, I would say. And yeah, so I had my senior year felt like my junior year. And then all of a sudden I was off to college, but it ended up working out pretty well.
Mm-hmm. And it doesn't affect you now or not anymore?
No, I think
the
that was
injury.
Shoot. I'm a teacher right now. So I was talking to my students, they call me old and shoot. That would have been 14. I don't even know how long ago that was. How old am I? 20. I'm almost 28. Mm-hmm. So yeah, it was about 14 years ago. I think 13 years ago. Yeah, I have no pain anymore. I'm good to go. And remarkably, my body feels better than it has in years. So I'm excited for this year, especially.
Yeah, but let's go back to the time when all your friends got offers. You had to be patient just to heal. How was that situation for you? How did you cope with that?
Yeah, I think it's always tough when you know you can do something, and you know you can do it at a certain level. But you can't show it. I think everyone has times where they have to go through stuff like that. And that's what I kind of went through. I was actually just thinking about this. I believe I was the only one in my high school to my graduating year to go play college football. There was other like basketball players and baseball players and really good athletes that went on to play college. But I think I was the only football player. But regardless, there was a lot of like I'd train around the state and I'd go to camps and I'd see some of the guys that were going D1 and big schools. And I always felt like I could hold my own. But so seeing them, getting them those offers, the big offers or more offers was always difficult. But, you know, it was a good lesson for me to learn patience and that, you know, you just got to stick to it. Sometimes it's not going to go how you want it to, but wherever you go, if you think you're really good, you got to prove you're really good. You got to earn it. You got to go in with the right mindset. You got to work hard. And I kind of learned that there. And then going to college, the Division II was a wake up call. I mean, college football is good everywhere. It doesn't matter if you're, you know, D1, D2, D3, wherever you go, it's going to be difficult. So it was just a good lesson to be patient, work hard. And, you know, that just because, yeah, you just got to be patient, work hard. Everyone has a different story and it'll work out in the end.
Yeah, of course. Everyone has a story, but it's remarkable to get back from such an injury and to play on the level that you play now. That's when we were talking before the talk. That's what I said. I think as the Swiss Army knife of the Broncos, you are probably one of the best players in Switzerland.
Thank you.
But you were not only playing football. You said it before that you were a racing guy.
Yeah.
So did you really race on the racetracks or?
Yeah. So let's see. I would travel around. I would travel around and race quads. That was my main. It was four wheelers, and I had a great time. I went to Canada to race. Went around Washington. I think I went into Oregon a couple times, but racing was my passion. And then I started racing quarter midgets, which are like go-karts. And then when I was 14, I got my NASCAR license. And I actually raced a real car. So my first time ever driving a real car, I was 14 years old on a racetrack. I've never even put it in third gear before. And it was very, wow. I was racing like 40-year-olds and I was scared. I didn't know what was going on. And I don't tell too many people this, but my first race, I hit a wall twice. So So I was definitely feeling it the next morning. But my racing career didn't last too long after that. That's when I really started to enjoy football. And then, of course, right after that, I fractured my back, right? But no, I did love racing. Glad I don't do that anymore. Super expensive sport. It was fun while it lasted, but yeah, I enjoy more of the on the field sports than the racetrack.
Do the Colorado Broncos give you a car? I mean, for the German Autobahn?
No, but they should. I'm gonna message Buff soon. I'm gonna make sure I get a car so I can drive on the Autobahn. Yeah, that's right. You know, I've been on there one time with my teammate Katz, but we didn't go too fast. So I got to get back on there and go a little bit faster. Maybe get in a nice car and cruise down there. That'd be fun.
You know, it's the same for us Swiss guys. I mean, 120 kilometers and it's finished. And so we have to go to Germany to drive really fast. So we are in the same boat as you.
Yep. They have fun up there, huh?
Yeah. You have been with the Colorado Broncos since 2019, I guess. You seem to like it. What is it about the Broncos?
Yeah, you know, I found a home there. I just really enjoy that city. It's beautiful, right in the Swiss Alps, and just comfortable. I like it there. I made really good friends. Probably the main reason that brings me back, besides teammates and the winning culture, is just Coach Buffum. You know, me and Coach Buffum, we're close. I trust him with every coaching decision. I just have full faith in him. And sometimes that's hard to find when you completely trust a coach. And he's smart, he's intelligent, and seems like he's always putting his players in the right position. And he's just taking care of all of his players. So I've heard stories of, you know, from other imports of some bad things happening, you know, across Europe for certain teams. I don't know the specifics, but just, you know, just certain stories that I hear, and nothing has caused me to want to leave the Broncos. And every year we've had that mutual, you know, interest of me coming back. And so, yeah, I've just always come back. And, you know, kind of like what we were talking about with going through the offers and in high school. And, you know, I've transferred before in college, and the grass isn't always greener, and or the grass is always greener, you know, talking to some people. But, you know, I'm enjoying it where I am. I like it.
And the ELF, I mean, it's never been an option for you.
Yeah, the ELF is interesting. I've never, you know, it looks really cool. It'd be awesome to play, you know, in front of or in those stadiums or on TV or whatever it is. But, you know, what I love about football is the idea of competition, doing my best, playing for my teammates. You know, like I said, I trust my teammates, trust my coach. And if I could compete with the Broncos and feel like I'm doing everything I can every game and, you know, giving it my all, that's what I strive for. When I was playing youth football, having the time of my life, there was no fans there. There was just me and my teammates playing ball, and that's all I need. So that's all I'm really worried about. And if I could play football for the Broncos for a while, I'll do that. And that's what I've been doing, and I enjoy it. Obviously, the ELF is really cool. And yeah, but just playing for the Broncos.
Perfect. I mean, you have a successful team where you can play. You have a huge crowd in your stadium in Chur. I mean, it's always a very special atmosphere to be there, to be honest, even though I'm most of the time standing on the other side of the field. Okay. The setting in Chur is that's perfect.
Yeah, you said it perfectly. Yeah. It's just special. It feels special there. So I like
you
it.
You play. It's special. Yeah. Yeah, exactly. I mean, the new stadium will be perfect, maybe. Hopefully.
Yeah. Unfortunately, I probably will never be able to play in it.
Well, let's see. I mean, you are 28 now. You have a lot of time in front of you. I'll not ask when you will retire, because you retired already once.
Oh, I feel like I retired every season. It's crazy. I feel like
that's because of the cigars that you smoke after the after the wins.
That's right. Yep, gotta love the cigars. What happens is I come back home for a couple months and I'm like, "Dang, do I really want to never go back to Switzerland again?" And then, no, I want to go back. So, got to come back play football. That's what happens every time.
Well, you could move permanently.
Yeah, I got to figure that out. you want to help me with the visa and all that stuff and come live there, coach football, I can do all that. And I don't know, we can figure something out.
I'm sure there will be a way.
Oh, yeah. We'll work on this.
But now, I mean, this season you will play. I think you will play. This season you will play a bit offense and a bit defense, or what will you play? I mean, you have a Swiss quarterback now.
Yeah, we have a Swiss quarterback, Rob, and I'm super excited for him to get his chance and just for us to get rolling with that offense. So I'll play some receiver. Because obviously Robin's Swiss, and I don't know, maybe some defense. I would like to. Honestly, last year I didn't play defense at all, and I missed it. Playing defense the past or 2 years prior to that, 3 years prior to that, was fun. You know, I feel like I'm a better receiver, but sometimes I miss hitting people, and I'm getting smarter with the game. So maybe if I can convince Buff to give me some defensive reps, he'll let me. But for sure, CEFL, I'll probably get some reps at defense.
Some key players have retired in the Broncos team. What do you think about that?
Well, Rex leaving, it's tough. But just like me, Rex, I feel like I said every year he's not coming back, and he always comes back. Now, last year felt a little more official, so I don't know, but I'll say this. Rex is the best teammate I've ever had. He is the best. I'll just say it. I think he's for a decade, he was probably the best player in Switzerland, better than most of the imports, and just leadership wise, skill wise, everything is just incredible athlete. Great teammate. He truthfully is probably one of the best players in all of Europe for a long time. Probably still could be. So that's going to be a huge loss for our team. But the good thing, like we were talking about earlier, is, you know, we have a young team that got to watch him compete. They got to watch how he led, got to watch how he trained, got to watch how he, you know, prepared for each game and got everyone's intensity up. That's what a lot of the Broncos wins the past, I don't know how long he's been playing, decade or probably because of him. You know, he just gets the team ready. That was our heart and soul of the team. Now, I'm making it seem like we lost everything, but like I said, he's carried on a tradition that everyone has to buy in now, and everyone has to kind of take a similar role that he was doing, and know that, you know, it's not going to be handed to us. So we got to be a little bit like Rex, prepare, play hard, play intense, and never give up. So although that's a big loss, I think we'll be fine. We just got to figure it out the first few games and see who can rise as a leader, and it'll work out.
I mean, you've got so much talent in the team. It shouldn't be a problem talent-wise, but, you know, leadership-wise, that's a different game, I think.
100%. 100%.
Yeah, we will miss him.
Yep.
Definitely. When you look back at your career, what are some of the most memorable games or moments in your career?
Oh, geez. I mean, obviously winning championships in college and then for the Broncos, everyone's memorable. It's exciting. It's fun seeing everyone just happy. I mean, that's a great moment. I think a couple of things that pop into mind right now are the bus ride home after, when was that? I think it was after 2000. Championship with Connor Manning. I think it was Connor Manning's last game. The bus ride home was just awesome. We had a great time, and, you know, we just got done smoking those cigars, and that just comes to light. And then I think one of the best moments for me was my first game for the Broncos. I came halfway through the season in 2019, and I felt like I got off the plane, practiced one time, and then played a game. And I was nervous. I didn't know what to expect, but I didn't overthink it. I just had the best time of my life. It felt like it was football the way it was meant to be. You know, everyone's having fun, flying around, and playing hard. They just want to win. That's what I love about Swiss football. Everyone wants to win. But after the game, this is all new to me, but they, like, the teams clap for each other and go to the stands and clap for the fans. And then they gave me a helmet, and then I ran with the flag, the Broncos flag, and people were cheering for me. I was like, these people have known me for 2 days, and they're making me feel at home. And so that was probably the best moment, I think, of my entire football career is just doing something completely unexpected, like flying across the world and playing a game where we won, and then I was treated like family. So that was wonderful.
Sounds pretty cool.
Yeah, it was a good moment.
What do you think about the Swiss football in general?
Oh, I think it's awesome. I think Swiss football is awesome. I feel like, for the most part, like 99% of it's just super respectful. Everyone's respectful to each other, and they compete. One thing about Swiss people, you guys are very smart. That's what I realized right away when I got here, or when I got there, sorry, is you guys are very smart. And even though most people don't play football when they're young, like they do in America here, they get to learn the game. Like, if that makes sense, like in America, you grow up with the game, so you just kind of understand it without having to learn it. But you guys have to, like a lot of my teammates had to learn the game. And so they're very smart players. So they understand a lot of things that a lot of Americans wouldn't understand. And so when it comes to concepts or just knowing where to go, they can just, you guys just figure it out. So I appreciate how, just how smart you guys are and how much you guys compete on the field. So I really like Swiss football.
The domination of the Broncos is a problem for Swiss football, for the development of Swiss football. I'm thinking about how can the other teams get better to get onto the level of the Broncos. I don't want to level the Broncos down. We need to level up.
Yeah, for sure. I think, the first thing, there's always, like, you look at Division I football, you look at NFL football, you look at any level, there's always a team that's going to be good for a long time. There's always a team that's going to be good for a long time. So in that regards of just like someone way up there, it doesn't last forever. The other thing is other teams will just have to get better imports. And then it's easier said than done, obviously. And I don't know. I don't know if I'm prepared for this answer, but maybe better imports, maybe just like you were talking about the youth programs, there's multiple teams in the same city. Like you said, I think within 20 miles, there's three teams. That doesn't help create one good team. That just makes it three decent teams, right? And then just sticking with it. You know, Rex played. I don't know the other teams, but I know Rex played for, I don't know how many years, 15 years for the Broncos. That's a long time. That's a good player. And that, like I said, develop the leadership and the culture of the team, the winning culture. Like, we go into every single game expecting to win, regardless if we are playing our starters or our backups or if someone's injured or whatever. So I think it just takes a couple certain players, local players that can develop that culture. And again, easier said than done. But I've been on a bunch of different programs where, like when I was in college, I went to Rocky, we were terrible. We're absolutely terrible. And then we brought in guys who were good athletes, but were also good leaders. And we came together and built a culture. And then we ended up winning a championship. For Shadron, it was the opposite. We were one of the best teams for about 20 years. We were beating D1 teams. And then we all of a sudden became one of the worst teams. And so there's rises and falls. And even though we had the most talent at Shadron, we didn't have the best leadership. When we had maybe not the best talent at Rocky, we had the best leadership I've been on and the best coaches. Some of the best coaches I played with. All of a sudden, we're winning games and beating teams that maybe were better than us, but we believed we would win. Long answer. I don't know how to fix it. All I know is to get better, you got to have build a culture. You have to get better players. You have to have good coaches, and you have to, with the players you have, you have to improve. And that's in the weight room and just constantly being together all the time. I don't know. I don't know if that's going to make me look like a bad guy or something. I don't know if I said anything wrong there, but that's the first thing that came to mind.
No, I think it's a culture thing. Definitely. Yeah. I mean, it's how you step onto the field.
Yeah, and I'll also say Tune, for example. Tune was awesome last year. They have the culture. I think they have the culture. I think all of them could get, I mean, everyone across the board needs to get better. I mean, I go into every single offseason thinking, like, I lost it. I'm going to be bad. I got to get better. And then throughout the offseason, I build my confidence. But every player should have that idea where I got to push myself and become better so my team could get better. And I think Tune is doing that right now. If they had a couple Americans, it could be a different story for them. Burn, a couple of years ago, we lost in the championship to Burn. Close game. Mm. Who knows what would happen if ELF wasn't a thing? I mean, who knows about last year? Because a lot of players left throughout Switzerland to go to
exactly
whatever their name. What's I forget their name, the guards or something. So you just never know. You know, things happen. But and we talk about the culture. I think one player left from the Broncos to go to the guards. That's a culture right there.
It's very interesting because I asked this question to many people from the Broncos organization, not about how we can develop football in Switzerland, but why players join or why players leave. Mm-hmm. And they all said the same thing. It's the culture that we have, and it's the kind of family that we live in, or however you want to call it. I mean, obviously, it's it works. It works in core.
I had a just a quick example. My one of my favorite teammates ever. He was an All-American at Rocky with me, and he was incredible. And he left to go play Division I football. And he actually, I talked to him, and he said he wished he would have stayed at Rocky. I mean, he played against the Oregon Ducks. I mean, that's cool. He's like, yeah, it was awesome. It was awesome playing under the big lights, playing at a higher level. But I left the culture, my brothers, where I loved, and I thought it was going to be mm-hmm. better. And at some points, I'm sure it was better, but he said, I wish I could have played one last year with you guys, because that's the culture. So if you can build something where people would rather stay than go somewhere that's supposedly better because of the hype, then that's how you know you have something special. And it doesn't last forever, but those years that it is there and it is like that, it's important to really cherish that and then try to maintain it. And I always think about that whenever, just in life in general.
Yeah, true. I think you said before that you are already a coach at high school level. Are you aiming for a coaching career? Definitely. Good.
So I
get over here.
Yeah. You know, I love playing football. I love coaching football too. I would love to teach guys what I would have liked to have known when I was in high school and when I was growing up. I know that, like, skills, but also just life lessons, right? Like, that I learned from the game of football and things I've been through, the recruiting process, dealing with adversity, and just if I can instill some sort of work ethic in players and just basically, yes, I wouldn't mind coaching. Sorry, I'm giving long answers right now, but I wouldn't mind coaching. Love coaching high school. My That's goal fine. Is to continue That's to fine. Coach. But I think it's important that I do stuff outside of football. I don't want to be, like you said earlier, Swiss Army knife of football for the Broncos. My goal would be to be some sort of Swiss Army knife in real life, where I'm not just a football player. I want to be good at other mm-hmm. things. So that's why I'm constantly, you know, trying new things out and trying to get good at them and trying to have different experiences. And I think the more we can get away, just football players in general, from being just football players, I think that's super important. Especially in America, you have a lot of that where people are just football players. And I think mm-hmm. we should, you know, pick up a book occasionally and write a little bit and do other things besides just hit each other on the football field. So people understand it a little, like people understand football, so they can, they know if, hey, if this guy played at this level and was a captain of the team or all conference or all American, that means he has that work ethic and leadership ability. So as long as, I mean, I don't think football in general gives you lessons. I feel like you have to put an effort and push yourself to a certain limit where then you get the lessons out of it, if that makes sense. Like you can't, you know what I mean? You gotta give your full effort and then good things will happen in life.
Yeah. So let's talk about the next few weeks. I mean, when will you leave for Switzerland?
So I think, what is it? The 13th today. Oh my gosh, time is flying. I think the first week of March, I'll be back. I believe. I got to double check on that. But so what, I'll have about 6 weeks, and just training. I got to start throwing a lot, catching the ball and running, but feeling really good. This is the strongest I've been in years. Again, zero pain. So things are feeling good. I'm teaching. I'm working on my degree. I'm coaching football. Well, football ended, but still training a little bit and coaching CrossFit. I'm just trying to do a lot while I can. And yeah, things are going well.
As you have a lot of experience as an import player in Switzerland now, do you still pack your suitcase the same way as the first time?
Let's see. The first time I flew out to Switzerland, I packed my Xbox and I plugged it in and it blew up. So I no longer pack a gaming console. I learned to bring less because there's an H&M in every single H&M in every town. So if you need clothes, you can buy some cheap clothes, but you always need to have socks and underwear. I think that's the most important thing. A rain jacket and two pairs of shoes. You know, you got to look good when you're in Switzerland because people dress nice. So you can't look too different. I would say they call it the Swiss stare. When I first got there, people just stare at me because I think I looked a little funky. So I've upped my style a little bit and, but yeah, I think packing wise, pretty much the same thing. Just no Xbox.
But yeah. Yeah, so we've covered everything. Is there something that you want to do or to say, especially to the audience?
Dude, I would just say, just keep going. Let's have a good football season all around. If every team comes out and just plays hard, things are going to go well for the whole country and the whole country with football. And I'm excited for the season. Should be a good time. Let's build relationships among all the teams and let's have fun doing it. I think if we all just buy in, the games are gonna be a lot of fun. The fans are gonna have a good time. We're gonna have a good time. So I'm gonna appreciate this year. I'm going into it like it's my last year. Just like I have the past couple of years, trying to make it the best one yet. And we'll see what happens. But you know, really looking forward to it. I appreciate you contacting me and, asking to do this. I know it could have been anybody. So, I ramble on sometimes, but I appreciate you listening and just allowing me to talk here. It's fun. And I think it's good, when you've been doing something for a while too. I don't know if I was very knowledgeable on this, but, giving out your knowledge and wisdom and just talking. So I appreciate it.